com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. We launch in hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. So enjoy those on us again. freetalklive.com. Mark, you said that you had a story about polls. Because we've been talking a lot about Ron Paul on this show for obvious reasons. We love liberty. Ron Paul loves liberty. Therefore, we're going to talk about him. You won't hear us talk about many other politicians on Free Talk Live ever, unless we're trashing them. But Ron Paul is constantly being pointed out in the mainstream media as, oh, well, he's not doing anything in the polls.
Right. He doesn't have any chance. He's not that's the only thing they can say. He doesn't have any chance. He's not doing well in the polls.
Well, the fact is, I mean, besides what you're going to tell us in the story here, the fact is he's doing better and better in the polls. He used to be at 1, 2, and 3%. Now he's at 4, 5, and 6%. Rasmussen's daily tracking update shows him at 6% today.
Yep.
Nationwide.
Nationwide.
He's higher in New Hampshire. So he's definitely gaining.
Where are those numbers coming from? You know, I mean, they're being peeled off those other and the other guys, too.
Right. And so we've already talked quite a bit, and I don't know if this covers the same territory, but we talked quite a bit about how those polls have some serious flaws in them, namely the fact that they call landline telephones. And the people that own landline telephones are old folks, compared to young people who don't tend to have them. They tend to have cell phones, and also libertarians. Those who would liberty-minded people have a real serious, a lot of them are real serious about their privacy, and so therefore they block their numbers. So those numbers aren't public, which means that the people that are more likely to be called are those who are, you know, old, dyed-in-the-wool Republican Party adherents. Not very likely that they'll call young people, and that's skewing the numbers. That's what we've talked about. What's this story, Mark?
Well, this one's from Mark Shields at Creators.com. And Mark Shields, he's a commentator. Certainly, I haven't heard him be really one side or the other, as I can recall. I've seen his face, and I recognize his name, but I don't.
Okay.
He's not a big guy, as far as I can tell. Do you ever get the feeling that the only reason we have elections is to find out if the polls were right? Asked humorist Bob Orban. And 1 year before 2008 election, presidential election, you have to wonder if the alleged political wise guys, the ones who have declared the Democratic presidential nominating contest all but over, even think it's necessary to make those frosty trips to Des Moines, Iowa, or Nashua, New Hampshire. Not for the first time, Washington conventional wisdom is marching very heavily on very light historical ice. If history and those who lived in it are any guide, then the 2008 race, some 2 months before the Iowa and New Hampshire contests are held, is far from over.
Mm-hmm.
You want precedents? At this same point in the last contest, Republican presidential in the last contested Republican presidential fight, Texas Governor George W. Bush led Arizona Senator John McCain 68% to 12% in Gallup poll. Well, you may remember that their first confrontation 2 months later in New Hampshire, McCain crushed Bush by 18%. So Bush was leading by just an incredible amount, but McCain beat him up in New Hampshire.
Hmm.
Well, McCain was one of the first cases where, in fact, you know, a guy who went on to be president lost in New Hampshire. Even more dramatic evidence is found in the 1984 Democratic nomination race, where the November 83 Gallup poll showed former Vice President Walter Mondale with a commanding 47% of the vote, trailing in the same survey where former Ohio Senator John Glenn, 19%, and former South Dakota Senator George McGovern and civil rights leader Jesse Jackson tied at 7%, and then California Senator Alan Cranston and former Florida Governor Ruben Askew tied at 3%.
Okay.
Behind them all, with a total within the poll's statistical margin of error, was the man who would shortly sweep to victory by lopsided margins in New Hampshire, Maryland, Florida, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Then Colorado Senator Gary Hart. This was 84.
Okay.
Not that it mattered. Reagan won. But, you know, it just goes to show that these contests are not decided.
That's correct.
In the November 2003 Gallup poll among Democratic presidential candidates, John Kerry was tied for fifth and sixth place. And then North Carolina Senator John Edwards, each with 9% ahead of them, were the former Governor Howard Dean, Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, former General Wesley
Clark.
I hate
all these names.
I know.
Hate them.
I know,
I
but
hate them.
I know you hate hearing the names, but it does go to show who's ever they're dropping names all over the place now. They're talking about Fred Thompson.
Right.
They're talking about Giuliani. They're talking about Romney. They're talking about Clinton. They're talking about Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, these people in their polls don't know a damn thing. And numbers prove it.
Okay, I believe you. Is it just going to keep going through a laundry list of different examples? Because you've made your point.
You may remember in just a week, in just a matter of weeks, Kerry would win both the Iowa caucuses and Edwards, with Edwards finishing second, and the New Hampshire primary. So
I may remember. Come on. Vaguely recall.
Who remembers that crap? Mark Melman, who is Kerry's pollster, has written about what happened in Washington's The Hill newspaper. More than two-thirds of the Democrats who voted in the Iowa caucuses didn't decide until a month before the caucuses.
Hmm.
4 in 10 decided in the last week. Kerry, 40% of them.
There's a significant amount of undecideds out there right now.
Yep.
No
Kerry
doubt.
Doubled his vote in Iowa and nearly quadrupled it in New Hampshire and in the last 20 days. Nor are these pre-primary polls merely weird exceptions. Before he finished third in the 1988 Iowa caucuses behind winner Kansas Senator Bob Dole, the televangelist Pat Robertson, then Vice President George W. Bush, led the November Gallup poll with 47% of the Republican vote, ahead of Bob Dole. We have analyst Carlin Bowman of the American Enterprise Institute to thank for assembling these Gallup poll numbers all the way back to November 1975, when trailing badly in sixth place, the choice of just 3% of Democrats behind a whole bunch of other was the next president of the United States, Jimmy Carter.
Mm.
Jimmy Carter was at 3% in November of 1975.
Right. And I think it's also interesting to point out that the polling might have been even a little more accurate back then because more people had landline telephones versus today, where there's a whole mix of people's preferences in regards to phone usage. And also, back then, you just didn't have the information capacity that we have today, the ability to go online and spread the message of liberty and Ron Paul. I mean, there's going to be, I think a lot of people are going to be shocked and surprised come the New Hampshire primary.
I think that it's great that Mark Shields did this article and really whittled this down and got this information out there, because the fact is, even if the polls were right, they're wrong, because people haven't made up their minds.
Yeah.
The pollsters spit out a couple of names. You've heard that name before, and you never know what's going to happen. The
media thinks they know.
They think they know, but the people that they call on the telephone for these pollsters, it's one thing to have the telephone ring, you pick it up, and you answer the questions of a pollster. It's something entirely different to take some time out of your day, get in your car, drive to the polls, vote, and do all that other stuff. And the statistics are the vast majority of Americans and a good majority of New Hampshireites are simply not going to do it.
Not going to vote?
They're not
going to
vote.
Really?
Yes. You don't know what the numbers are as far as voters go? The vast majority of Americans and a good majority of New Hampshireites, a good percentage of them simply aren't registered, Ian.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
How do these poll people know whether you're registered or anything?
Well, the people that they're calling are, in many of these cases, people that voted in Republican primaries. So they know. So they're calling people, which is also a reason why they're biased against Ron Paul, is because they're calling the people who in 2006 or 2004 voted in Republican primaries then. So they're calling those same people who were, again, more of this sort of party mentality, the red team, blue team mentality, where whoever's in the Republican side, I'm going to go for that sort of thoughtless type of person is who they're calling, whereas the people that have dropped out of the system, the people that haven't voted in a decade, or the people that have never voted in their lives, they don't have a chance of being included in these polls. Now, I'm sure they also have general polls where they just call anybody, but most of these Republican primary polls are of likely Republican voters. How do they know they're likely voters? They've got voting lists that say so. They've voted before, so therefore they're likely to vote again in a primary. So it's inherently biased. Again, it's inherently biased against those people who might support Ron Paul.
Mm.
and it's biased in favor of those who are sort of the Republican base that it currently has today, the Republican Party. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Immigration coming up.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams there, broadband version, dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or living trust. corporation, limited liability company. You can do it all in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Well, let's go right into the phone calls and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy in Montana. This is the second night in a row, I think, that we've tried to go to Jeremy, and he hasn't been there. Jeremy, final try. Going once, going twice. All right, try us back. 800.
Hello.
There he is. Oh, there he is.
Man, my cell phone, I do need a new cell phone or a new cell phone service or something seriously bad.
Well, you're hearing me. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I was wondering, you know, I'm kind of anti-government, too, but, I mean...
I don't know. That's just such a nasty-sounding phrase. Try pro-freedom.
Instead of being negative,
be positive.
Well, I wanted to give the government some credit today about the FBI busting Giuliani with these corruption charges and everything.
It wasn't Giuliani. It was Bernard Kerik, the top cop. He's been indicted on 16 counts for various different corruption issues.
Well, Fox News Radio was saying that Giuliani is also involved in this some kind of way. Maybe y'all can clarify that.
Well, that's new to me. I mean, maybe this is breaking, and it hasn't come across my desk yet. Certainly, I suppose it's possible. He was, wasn't he like Giuliani's top cop in New York City?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, they included him in it, too, and... I think it's pretty cool. That's one more idiot out of the way so we can
Before you get too excited, it's not necessarily a good thing because we need these idiots in there. And here's why. If there's a bunch of people like Giuliani and Romney and all those other cats in the race, it divides the pro-war Republican vote. See, Ron Paul's the most difficult thing Ron Paul faces is that he needs to motivate undeclared voters and people that are of other parties to register as Republicans and get in and actually vote in the Republican primary, whereas all the other guys that are already Republicans are likely to vote for the other candidates. So the more other candidates there are, the more distributed their votes will be. So it's actually good that there's a whole bunch of people in the race. We want them to stay around.
But at the same time, isn't it a fact, though, too, that if there's one more mainstream media hero out of the way, that gives us even more push, don't it?
It is true.
I don't mind Giuliani getting hit because, you know, in a lot of ways, he's a front runner.
Well, the reason I don't like him is because he's tied in with Pat Robertson, who is an obvious hypocrite who supports Giuliani and says that... Well, he endorses them and all this, and Pat Robertson is another one of these major evangelists that come out there and endorse a guy like Giuliani, and Giuliani's pro-abortion, he's a pro-gay movement, and all this other stuff, and how's that look on, I mean, that's so contradictory in there.
Talk about unbelievable. It doesn't make any sense at all, and for some reason, apparently, Pat Robertson, Giuliani's tough on terror, right?
So he says.
Now, Pat Robertson
must be
more scared of terrorists than he is of hellfire because he endorsed a guy who backs up abortion and that kind of thing. To me, it just showed Pat Robertson for what he is, a shill.
Yes.
To me, it shows them all for what they are and why we need a real candidate like Ron Paul in there because they're also, I mean, it's okay to do this and that, but... we need a man that's going to do what he says, whether we agree with everything that he's going to do or not.
Jeremy. Thanks for the call.
God bless y'all.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. I agree with you, Mark. It's good for Giuliani to take a hit. It's good for the negative publicity to come out because that'll just mean that, you know, his voters might vote for somebody else and maybe they'll consider Ron Paul. Who knows? I don't know. But the fact is, it's good for him to be hit and to have some bad publicity, it would be bad for him to throw in the towel.
Right. We want the field, I guess, pretty large right now because it's good for Ron Paul.
Right. Because it distributes the pro-war vote, whereas anybody who's anti-war is going to vote for Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's really in favor of freedom and smaller government is going to vote for Ron Paul. And so let the pro-war mongers try to, you know, bicker over who their best candidate is. That only benefits us.
Right. Well, I hope they stay in for quite some time.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can bring up anything. As we go to the email box, and a couple of different emails from two people in different situations. One of them is a female who is living in America illegally from Canada. Mark, you have that email, I believe. But first, we'll go to France, where there's a male listener of ours who would like very much to come to America, but there's some hoops involved. See, when we talk about immigration on this show, there are inevitably people that will always call in and, you know, rail against illegal, they're illegal, they need to be legal, they just follow the process, why can't they follow the rules? Well, the rules suck. And
my parents followed the, you know, my grandparents followed the rules when they came over here. And, you know, in fact, the rules at that time were just entirely different. Like, they were a heck of a lot easier.
Like a 1/100th of the bureaucracy.
You filled out a little paperwork, you paid a little fee, and boom, there you are. Now it takes years and years, and it's arduous
it's
and difficult.
It's insane. In fact, we'll let Nicholas tell his story. He says, guys, I hadn't listened to the show in a while because I've been swamped with work for the last few months, but I listened to the last couple of shows, and boy, the immigration issue sure is a hot one. I, as a potential candidate for immigration, know full well about the intricacies, paperwork, time, and effort involved in becoming a so-called legal immigrant, and I thought I'd share my feelings about it. The American immigration system is rife with uncertainty, frustration, contradiction, and, of course, fees. To make it simple, there are several ways to come to the United States legally as a permanent resident alien. I am, of course, oversimplifying, but the main idea is to get a job in one of the approved industries and to be sponsored by a U.S. employer. There are only a given number quotas of such visas available each year, and demand is so high that the quotas run out early on during the year, mostly to the benefit of the biggest companies with the resources to process the visa applications and bear the additional expense.
Yeah, because, you know, it's better that big companies employ people here in America than little companies having a chance.
Even then, the restrictions are quite drastic on what you can and cannot do as a lawful resident alien, who you can work for, what jobs you can hold, what reduced benefits you are entitled to, while paying all of the taxes, and how often and for how long you can exit and re-enter the United States. One other path to invest, or is to invest at least $100,000 out of your own funds, no loans allowed, and employ a number of American citizens in high-paying jobs.
Right. You know, so essentially we don't mind bringing in immigrants from other countries if they have a whole bunch of money.
Or are well-connected.
And they can, and well-connected, and they can start a business which will, in fact, compete with our businesses here.
Right.
Rather than people that will, you know, increase our labor pool and hopefully offer us people that'll work hard.
Or, as you pointed out, with a mom-and-pop business, if, a family opens a business here and they have some family that live overseas and would like to bring them in to help them run the business, sorry! You have to have big corporate connections to come in here.
I know some people that actually had a business here in the United States, English-speaking people that were from another country, and their business was destroyed because of the stupid, policies of 9/11. It was destroyed. They couldn't come back. They went to visit in England. They were not allowed to return.
Oh, my goodness. 800-259-9231. More on the way from our friend in France. He'll give us the rest of the story on the immigration nightmare. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnOnline.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. So do enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And are you having trouble getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Before you reach for addictive pills, try the Sleep Generator. It's a CD that uses scientifically engineered audio frequencies that interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com.
Worked for me.
1-800-259-9231. Now, wait, Mark, did you actually try the CD, the sleep CD?
No, the meditation CD, or the happiness CD worked for me. And I talked to the guy who owned the company. He's like, oh, yeah, that happens to people. So not unusual.
Okay. So 1-800-259-9231. We're talking immigration. Sharing an email from one of our listeners in France, who's talking about just how arduous this process really is. Because most people in America have no idea how bad it really is.
And largely they don't care either. Like, they just don't care what happens to any of these people until...
Well, they're here. Ha, ha, ha. So shut the doors. Who cares if anyone else comes
That's really
in?
How it is. But most of them would like to be able to leave if they'd like to go someplace. Mm-hmm. But how would it be if some other country said, nope, sorry.
Well, that's how it works in other countries, too. It's very difficult to get into other countries as well.
Not if you want to go visit. I mean...
Well, yeah, that's true. So he's pointing out that there's just insane restrictions, for instance, what you can and can't do, even as a lawful resident alien, who you can work for, what jobs you can hold, all kinds of things. You have to know somebody. You have to have a big corporate connection in order to even come here in the first place. So if you're working for a mom and pop business, your chances are next to nothing.
Yeah, screw the mom and pop business and the employee that they hope to get.
Or if you happen to have $100,000 that you can come over and bring here to start your own business and employ some people, then they'll let you come in. So you can either be extremely wealthy or extremely well connected with U.S. corporate enterprises. Those are pretty much your two options that are more likely to get you in than anything else. And that still means you still have to jump through all these hoops and fill out forms and pay fees and hope that your fees don't get lost. Anyway, let's continue with Nicholas's email. He says, on the other hand, the United States has been operating the diversity visa lottery for a number of years now. I bet most Americans do not know about this program, which grants about 50,000 visas annually to people from countries with low immigration rates to the United States. The requirements are rather light, and there are no fees, and the waiting period is quite short in comparison to other visas. One only has to have a high school education or equivalent, and that's basically it. Among these countries are France, my native country, but also Egypt, Libya, Somalia, and he goes through a few others, and even North Korea and Saudi Arabia. This is quite a number of countries from
which North Korea lets people leave.
from which terrorists could lawfully immigrate to the United States, isn't it? I bet that's one law that most in the anti-immigration crowd would rather abolish if they knew about it. Or perhaps it's no big deal to them because the immigrants would be legal. The applications are then picked randomly by a computer, and a visa is then issued to the new immigrants, provided they didn't lie on the application. The whole family will be admitted to the United States.
Wow.
All those eligible are authorized to apply separately to increase their chances to win the lottery. The lottery takes place every year, and one may apply every year. The selection process is quick, and the visa is issued the next year or earlier. Nowadays, the government will only accept online applications, however, thereby lowering the chances of accepting people from the wrong countries.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So, you don't have internet access? Too bad!
Yep. When I was in Haiti, internet access was, you know, just the biggest of businesses, like the hospital, the government places. It was shoddy.
Right.
Really difficult to get internet access. So I think that that's, you know, essentially what they're trying to do. Very
right.
effective way of keeping out the riffraff, as it were.
But they're not riffraff.
No, they're not.
These are the people we want to come here. The
Absolutely.
People that are trying
people
to escape from the most despotic, the most awful, the most tyrannical countries around the world. The whole point of America was to have open doors to say, come in, please. Here's the place where you can live free.
Come
you can't
work
live
hard.
Off other people. Of course, you can now that the government has created all these programs, the welfare programs, but those need to go away. The concept was come here and you can make a life for yourself living in a free place. Of course, it's not free anymore, and they've closed the gates. And they're trying to keep the people out that made this country great. This country was made great by hardworking immigrants that came here to get away from tyranny, and now it's all completely changed. He says, most people don't know about the immigration laws of their own country. Laws which they so often swear by and wish were enforced more consistently.
Right. Well, everybody would like to see laws enforced consistently. That would be that would at the very least be a step in the right direction. But laws by their, you know, just by human nature, they can't be enforced evenly because we have too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
We just have so many laws. These legislators, these lawmakers in Washington, in our state capitals, are busy making laws. Well, how can possibly these law enforcement officers enforce all these rules? There's just not enough of them. They could deputize us all, and we wouldn't be able to enforce all of them.
He says, I don't know. I know I don't know about the immigration laws in France. I've never had to wait in line at a government office and beg for permission. Well, actually, I have quite often, but not for immigration-related related problems, since I happen to be born in France. He says, I don't know whether immigrants, legal or illegal, are statistically more prone to committing crimes or are generally savages on the loose, as some callers seem to make them out to be. But I know this. People should always be judged as individuals and not as belonging to a certain group. My point is, the American immigration laws are ridiculously complex, unfair, and designed to keep people out,
they
not
sure are.
Make anybody safer, all the while maintaining a semblance of openness to a system dictated by those who hold protectionism in high esteem. As for me, I seem to have the misfortune of being outside of any official category. I've spent the last 2 years building an online business, one which I'd hoped to move to New Hampshire as soon as it would become financially viable enough for me to do so. Unfortunately, it seems to me the immigration laws in America are getting worse every year and making it impossible for me to relocate. I was hoping to move to New Hampshire this September, but it now looks as if it will never happen after all.
Now, I was. Now, the rules are that if you get a job, then you have a much better chance of getting in if somebody will sponsor you.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I was wondering when I read his email. I've worked a good portion of my adult life on 100% commission. I know that car salesmen do this. I know that radio ad salespeople do this.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of ad sales in lots of different locations do, 100% commission. And it has its ups and it has its downs. But I'm just thinking that largely an employer doesn't make a very big commitment when they hire somebody on 100% commission. You're not saying, well, I'll pay you $800 a week or whatever the amount is. I wonder what it would, what would happen if somebody started a pro-freedom business that essentially said, sure, come, we'll employ you. Come on in and we'll, employ you on 100% commission. I'm just wondering if that would allow people who wanted to get in the country like him to be able to slip past the rules.
Well, as he points out, again, the biggest companies have the resources to process the visa applications mm-hmm. and bear the expenses. So, you'd still have to incur some level of expense in order to bring these people over.
Not if they did it themselves.
You'd probably be, you probably would be vetted, and there's still that process.
Mm-hmm.
There's still the application process, there's still the approval process, and who knows what other sorts of questionnaires or paperwork or whatever is involved.
Well, whatever the process is,
it's likely not a very easy process to go through. That's why only the biggest of corporations are more likely, the biggest companies more likely to get it to happen. So. And I'm sure they probably, notice all these applications coming through from this one company. It might get red flagged. It might mm-hmm. get subjected to more investigation. It's a nice idea, Mark, and it's worth looking into. I
just wondered.
He says that so he wanted to come here, but it looks like it's not going to happen after all. The vast majority of his clients are from the United States. So he says, I enjoy working with Americans so much that it's only strengthened my desire to move. I'm a healthy 25-year-old entrepreneur with no debt whatsoever and enough money to move my profitable business to the United States. He goes on to tell us a little bit more about himself, and it's just so sad that somebody like this feels as though it's next to impossible for him to come here and make a better life for himself. He's not coming here. You're not going to come here to mooch. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at our store, where we get all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and hoodies and DVD classic archive collector sets. We've got flags and more. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com, as well as details on how to get yourself a bumper sticker for free. That's store.freetalklive.com. And the Federal Reserve is stealing your purchasing power. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop using their money and start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. libertydollar.org. 800-259-9231, talking about immigration and telling a story from an email, a listener in France, who is a French native, and he very much would like to get the hell out. Somehow he avoided getting indoctrinated with the French socialism over there and is a pretty free market kind of dude, a liberty-oriented guy, been listening to this show for a while.
Yeah, I've seen emails from the past.
And he's talking about how insanely difficult it can be, as even as a relatively well-off, as he points out, he's 25 years old, he's healthy, he's an entrepreneur, he doesn't have any debt, he's got enough money to move to the United States and move his business to the United States. But he doesn't have enough to make the $100,000 requirement that it might take in order to get into a special immigration class. And he's not interested in getting a J-O-B, a job, with some U.S. corporation. So he's pretty much S-O-L. I mean, he could roll the dice every year and hope that he gets one of the little random visas that they give out. And I'm sure he's going to do that. But otherwise, he pretty much has given up on coming here because it's so difficult, and it continues to progressively get more and more difficult as the U.S. bureaucracies layer on the rules and the regulations and the fines and the fees and the paperwork, and it just, it's nutso.
Well, it doesn't make any sense from a lot of points of view. I mean, you know, sure, he's from France, and there's lots of people out there that don't like France, so because he's from France, screw him or whatever, but
think about it. This guy has his own business. He's mm-hmm. making lots of money. He can probably make or plenty of money. I mean, he's doing okay.
Because most of his clients are from the United States.
And therefore, he could probably make more if he moved to the United States. Why not let him move here and then he'd increase the tax base? If nothing else, I mean, if it's this government that's so important to you.
It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what their rationale is for having all of their nonsense rules and their quotas and their the bureaucracy. But that wasn't the rule.
I know.
It's just the excuse 20 years ago.
To limit people from coming here. That's all.
So as though there's some benefit to doing that. There's not. There's no benefit to putting limits on the number of people that can come to America.
Well, at all. I guess some of the benefit short-term benefit for people is that their jobs are protected. They're less likely to have their job taken by an immigrant.
Less competition.
What they don't see is that, by increasing the cost of the labor market here in the United States, you make other labor markets in other countries look more valuable. There's no reason why an immigrant can't come here and work for... some small amount, the unions and them getting backed up by laws. Sorry, the labor market here, it's becoming more and more unattractive to employers every single day.
Right, that's a great point.
Manufacturers.
It's nothing more than the illusion of protection. So they have all these rules and these quotas, and they say, oh, American workers, we're protecting you from these immigrants coming in here. But you haven't stopped what has not been stopped is the ability for companies to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the protectionists would like that to stop, too.
Oh, I don't know how they're going to do it, though.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, good luck trying to tell companies that they can't leave.
The companies could leave, but I suppose they could shut down the trade. They could shut down trade and not allow any products to be imported, which would be suicide, of course.
Mm.
That's not very likely to ever happen.
No.
Thank God. It's just a facade. It's a scam. And it's sad that people like this, good people, can't come here to make a better life for themselves because of all these insane rules. He wants to be a legal immigrant, but he can't because the system sucks. And the legal immigration process is arduous and insane. But let me continue his final few thoughts. He says, I'm adamantly opposed to welfare and would never consider applying for state so-called benefits. I'm not a rich man, and I can't make the kind of investment required to qualify for an investor visa, nor would I want to unless I had a need for such an investment in the first place. I conversely do not need to apply for a job since I would provide my own job and would spend the dollars I currently earn in America rather than in Europe. I'm officially undesirable in the land of the free, home, and brave. Sadly, I must concede that I probably am neither. I cannot build a healthy life in America as an illegal immigrant, living in fear of the government all of the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that either.
Not being able to live a normal life, which will only get worse as government becomes more and more intrusive and watchful. On the other hand, I cannot be in peace with myself here in France, where everything I see and hear is a hurtful reminder of my own failure to live free according to my own beliefs.
Well, I don't know that he's going to find America, in fact, is the land of the free still, but
France is not doing too great. Yeah, they're
a lot more socialist.
Much further down the road towards socialism. Patrick Henry was right, says Nicholas, but I'm afraid I don't have his courage. I don't know what to do anymore. 800-259-9231. Can you imagine feeling that frustration? I mean, we're fine here in America. I mean, right now, at least. Things haven't gotten to the point where life is particularly uncomfortable. And I don't think he's saying his life is uncomfortable. I'm sure he can go and buy food and all that sort of thing. But he sees the rise of socialism around him, and it disgusts him. And it frustrates him. Because he knows that socialists there are so entrenched, it's just like it is here, it's just worse. They've just been at it for longer, and, it's just worse there.
Yeah.
So they've got the two-party system, or however many parties they have over there, and they're all a bunch of commies, a bunch of socialists running for office, and he sees no chance to change anything. They don't have a Ron Paul in France. So at least over here, with the Free State Project, he sees an opportunity to live free. He sees an opportunity for liberty. But... He's helpless. He can't do anything about it. He's not going to live as an illegal immigrant because that's just the life he doesn't want to live.
I wouldn't want to.
And he can't live as a legal immigrant because the rules won't let him. It's too difficult. Too arduous. So, he's got nothing. 1-800-259-9231. And this is another reason why I support secession. If New Hampshire can secede from the Union, then we can open our borders and actually have, you know, what is essentially the new free land, you know, the new America, and actually allow people like Nicholas and others from around the world who want to escape their tyrannical, despotic, socialist paradises and come here and make a better life for themselves.
You know, that's sort of that where I was just sitting there not having an answer for you or for Nicholas or anything like that. It's the only time that really happens is in the situation of government. I mean, if I say I want to have a yacht, the free market has an answer for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can have a yacht. Like, I can work hard, and I can come up with the money. I can, you know, I can do all kinds of different things, and I can have a yacht. If I say I want to be an airplane pilot, the free market has something for me. If I say I want to jump off of a tall platform with a rubber band strapped around my ankle, the free market has something for me.
Sure.
When it comes to, and you know, that's what freedom is. But when it comes to no, 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 you can't have this, mm-hmm. tough luck, too bad, you'll never get it. It feels like when I was in prison, you know, that there's just no answer for getting out of prison because the government's holding you. And essentially, Nicholas is in prison, you know, to some extent, too.
Right. Well, that's why I said yesterday or the other day when we interviewed Lauren Canario here that welcome back to the world of the semi-free. She's not totally imprisoned, just somewhat imprisoned. Right?
Mm-hmm.
His prison is the country of France.
Well, it's the restrictive rules of the other countries that he might wish to go to.
True. He could travel. I mean, he could travel to the rest of Europe and see the sights and all that, but he can't stay there.
Right.
He could travel to America.
He may very well be able to immigrate to some other countries that would be easier to go to, but he doesn't want to go there. And that's kind of how prison was. There was places in prison where I could go. I could go to, you know, K-dorm, confinement. I could go to the, you know, I mean, there was all kinds of places, additional places I could go that had less freedom that I didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
There were other dormitories inside the prison that were equally as you know, harsh as the one I was in. Not that it was terribly harsh or anything like that. And, you know, the only reason I would want to switch dormitories or whatever is if a friend was over there, that kind of thing. But I couldn't go to the one place I really wanted to go, which was out that door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that I didn't deserve a certain amount of prison, but I don't think that Nicholas deserves to be in
prison.
He's
never hurt anybody. He's just trying to make a better life for himself. And he's decided that life, his future isn't in France. He would like his future to be here. He would like to come here and be an entrepreneur and make a better life and live more free. Not a lot more free, but a little bit more free. But because of the stupid rules and the dumb regulations and the insane bureaucracy that we have in this country, he's prevented. So how do all you immigration controllers feel about that? 1-800-259-9231. Hour 3's coming up. Want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for...